Some classic fiction next. As I Lay Dying by William Faulkner, first published in 1930.
The American writer William Faulkner was a pioneer of the stream of consciousness writing style. His Yoknapatawpha County stories, based on his home county of Lafayette, Mississippi, are rooted in the culture and vernacular of the Deep South, unfamiliar to most readers at the time. The series begins with Faulkner's fifth novel, the brilliant and dark As I Lay Dying. Its title taken from Homer's The Odyssey, it is also a tale about a challenging journey that contemplates the raw reality of human existence. As I Lay Dying tells the story of Addie Bundren and her sons, Cash, Dahl, Jewel, and Vardman, her daughter Dewey Dell, and Addie's lazy and selfish husband, Ants. They live in a poor cotton farming community in 1920s Mississippi. Knowing that she is dying, Addie asks to be buried in her hometown, Jefferson. Told through 15 distinct viewpoints, the story opens with Dahl approaching home and admiring his brother Cash.
A good carpenter, Cash is. He holds the two planks on the trestle, fitted along the edges and a quarter of the finished box. He kneels and squints along the edge of them. Then he lowers them and takes up the adz. A good carpenter. Addie Bundren could not want a better box to lie in. It will give her confidence and comfort.
Faulkner describes a remote, deeply conservative South, in which he himself lived, where individual liberty takes second place to family, religion, and community. After Addie's death, the family loads her coffin onto a wagon and sets off on the 40-mile journey. Heavy rain makes their journey difficult and dangerous, as Ants describes.
It's a hard country on man. It's hard. We drove all the rest of the day and got to Samson's at dusk dark. And then that bridge was gone too. They hadn't never seen the river so high. And it's not done raining yet.
The journey reveals much about the dysfunctional Bundren family. The stories of each character are slowly revealed like the layers of an onion, including the deepest secret of Addie herself, as she approaches her end.
My father said that the reason for living is getting ready to stay dead. I knew at last what he meant, and that he could not have known what he meant himself, because a man cannot know anything about cleaning up the house afterward. And so I have cleaned my house.
Ants manipulates his family and the people who offer them help, stealing money from his own children to buy himself a set of false teeth. As the story moves to its shocking conclusion, the half-starved family reach the point of exhaustion. But after 9 long days, they finally approach the town.
From the crest of a hill, as we get into the wagon again, we can see the smoke low and flat, seemingly unmoving in the unwinded afternoon. "Is that it, Dahl?" Vardaman says. "Is that Jefferson?" He too has lost flesh, like ours. His face has an expression strained, dreamy, and gaunt. "Yes," I say.
Following the critical success of The Sound and the Fury, Faulkner's ambition, he said, was to write a tour de force. He succeeded with As I Lay Dying, but it took the commercial success of Sanctuary for literary acclaim to translate into commercial success. Faulkner, who remained true to his principles as a modernist writer, was awarded the 1949 Nobel Prize in Literature for his powerful and artistically unique contribution to the modern American novel. He died in 1962.